Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, here to help you find success in all areas of your life. The power is in your hands. Join our network for free at besteveryou.com. And now, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me. It is February 19th. I am coming to you live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where my husband and I spend the winter. I had left my podcasting equipment at home, but got set up here so I could do the newsletters. I'm like, let's do that audio version. So here we go. Thank you for being here. Again, welcome to my 444 newsletter. It is my best from me to you, from my heart to yours. And I appreciate you guys all giving me your feedback and saying what you like and don't like and sharing this, especially over on X or Twitter. Grateful for all the support. So every Monday, the latest issue of this newsletter arrives in your inbox. And each message includes four actions for yourself, four actions for humanity, four questions for journal prompts, and four affirmations. So here we go, February 19th, the four actions for yourself this week. The first one is take the stairs. I love this one. This one is near and dear to my heart because we are in an Airbnb that does not have an elevator and we are on the fourth floor. So we are taking the stairs. So it reminded me, I'm like, yeah, take the stairs. When we first got here, we're always a little bit like, wow, that's a lot of stairs. And then you get used to it. So take the stairs when you can. The second is schedule your annual checkup. The third, that's a little bit in part because we're a little bit out of breath with taking the stairs. But anyway, just a reminder out there, schedule your annual checkup. Know your numbers and all those things. The third one is stretch. Especially if you're sitting at the computer and all that good stuff, your hamstrings get tight, so make sure you stretch. And then the fourth one is just breathe. Do some meditative breaths today, like breathe in 2, 3, 4, out 2, 3, 4. And take a moment, especially if things are stressful or you've got a lot that you're thinking about or whatever, just stop. Maybe put your head on your desk or your head on a table in your arms and just take a moment to just breathe in and out and just simply let things be. The four actions for humanity this week, the first one I'm going to repeat from, I think, the last 2 weeks, actually. It's just a reminder to go out there and register to vote. Please register to vote. It matters. Your voice matters. Go to USA.gov and register to vote. The second is donate to GWI. This is girlswhoinvest.org. Great organization. The third is support CEC. Go to exceptionalchildren.org. CEC, and help end hunger at feedingamerica.org. So those are the four actions for humanity. The four questions for journal prompts this week. The first is describe your childhood. Even if it's uncomfortable, if it was great, whatever happened in your childhood, great, positive, negative, everything, describe your childhood. Maybe do it in increments of 5 years, 10 years, that kind of thing, like 0 to 10, 0 to 5, and so forth. The second is describe your favorite book. What's your absolute favorite book? And maybe that's really hard to narrow down, so maybe you want to do 2 or 3 or 4. Maybe that's a blog you want to extend. Maybe you have, you know, a bunch of favorite books and you want to start to think about them. The other thing you can do there is go on to Amazon and leave reviews. That's so helpful when you leave, there's reviews for their books. I know I'm always begging for reviews. So describe your favorite book and maybe even take it a step further and leave a review over on Amazon or Barnes & Noble where authors live. Goodreads is a really popular one too. The third and fourth prompts don't change. That is, what is your one word for the year and what are your thoughts about it this week? And is there something in your life creating stress or joy? Elaborate. All right, here we go with the affirmations. This seems to be everybody's favorite part. So I keep thinking of little affirmations that, you know, I do in my own life or that I think that you might like. I love resilience, so I tend to do a lot of resilient type of affirmations. So here's some for you that are about being resilient. The first one is, I am resilient. So say that a bunch of times today, tomorrow, and this week. I am resilient. I am resilient. The second one, this is a big one. I can do this. Remember, I always say, if you don't believe in you, it's going to be a tough sell out there for other people to believe in you. So I can do this. Might be a stretch. I can do this. You're going to learn one way or the other. 3, I am stronger than I think. That's big. I am stronger than I think. Now that can mean physically, mentally, whatever it is. I am stronger than I think. And the 4th, big one here for self-confidence. I honor myself and my strengths. I honor myself and my strengths. Again, you can say those multiple times a day. You can write them down. You can post them on little post-it notes where you can see them, like the refrigerator, your mirror, your desk, your car, wherever you live there. But I love to say them out loud, say them 20 times. You know, I'll take affirmations throughout the day and just remind myself. So I am resilient. I can do this. I am stronger than I think, and I honor myself and my strengths. So, all right, that is this week, and I thank you very much. Hopefully you guys can all hear me with my fancy schmancy podcasting equipment, which is a headset and a tiny little microphone, but hopefully it's working. And I love your feedback, so let me know what you think. All right, everybody, take care. Thank you so much for being here with me.